When GE decided in 2003 to spin off its insurance business into a separate company, WPP assembled a customized team to handle everything from the naming of the new company, Genworth, all the way down to its first advertising campaign and direct marketing program. As a leader within this organization, said Adamson, what you have to do is figure out the value proposition that is needed for each client and then identify and assemble the individual talents within WPP's workforce that will, in effect, form a virtual company just for that client. In the case of GE, we even gave a name to the virtual collaborative team we formed, Klamath Communications. When the world went flat, WPP adapted itself to get the most out of itself. It changed its office architecture and practices, just like those companies that adjusted their steam-run factories to the electric motor. But WPP not only got rid of all its walls, it got rid of all its floors. It looked at all its employees from all its companies as a vast pool of individual specialists who could be assembled horizontally into collaborative teams, depending on the unique demands of any given project. And that team would then become a de facto new company with its own name. It will take time for this new playing field and the new business practices to be fully aligned. It's a work in progress. But here's a little warning. It is happening much faster than you think, and it is happening globally. Remember, this was a triple convergence. Convergence 3. Just as we finished creating this new, more horizontal playing field, and companies and individuals, primarily in the West, started quickly adapting to it, 3 billion people who had been frozen out of the field suddenly found themselves liberated to plug and play with everybody else. I am talking about the people of China, India, Russia, Eastern Europe, Latin America, and Central Asia. Their economies and political systems all opened up during the course of the 1990s so that their people were increasingly free to join the free market game. And when did these 3 billion people converge with the new playing field and the new processes? Right when the field was being flattened. Right when millions of them could compete and collaborate more equally, more horizontally, and with cheaper and more readily available tools than ever before. Indeed, thanks to the flattening of the world, many of these new entrants didn't even have to leave home to participate. Thanks to the 10 flatteners, the playing field came to them. It is this triple convergence of new players on a new playing field, developing new processes and habits for horizontal collaboration, that I believe is the most important force shaping global economics and politics in the early 21st century. Giving so many people access to all these tools of collaboration, along with the ability through search engines and the web to access billions of pages of raw information, ensures that the next generation of innovations will come from all over planet flat. The scale of the global community that is soon going to be able to participate in all sorts of discovery and innovation is something the world has simply never seen before.